This episode of Locked On Bulls is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the app and join me and Jordan every week for a live recording of one of our Locked On Bulls episodes. Locker Room, changing the way we talk about sports.
Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA.
White, couple of jab steps, comes up shooting, top three, bam! Put him in the Hall of Fame!
Your number one source for Chicago Bulls news and stories.
What more y'all want me to prove, man?
LaVine with a runway, lays it in! Zach LaVine!
Find that man every time down the floor.
Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
Jordan Malley. Jordan, great to see you. Through our 670 score scope, yep.
Where is he?
And it's right over there, Bill.
Joining me now, Matt Peck, Locked On Bulls podcast, producing podcasts left and right, even in the offseason.
On Twitter, at Locked On Bulls, at Jordan C. Malley, and at Bulls underscore Peck.
I don't have Twitter. I don't do anything like that. And
I love what you guys do with the show. I listen to every episode. You guys are one of the best podcasts, period.
Y'all keep doing what you do best. I love you guys.
So kick back, relax, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
It's raw.
You can just see the vibe.
Locked On Bulls starts now. Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
Okay, cool. I was hoping it wasn't one of those knucklehead programs.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Matt Peck, also host of Bulls Outcasts on the Hot Mic app. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls underscore Peck. You can follow my co-host Jordan Malley at Jordan C. Malley. And you can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Bulls. Shoot us an email, lockedonbulls@gmail.com. And of course, that text to voicemail line is always there for you, our fellow Bulls fans, at 331-979-1369. Again, send all texts and voicemails to 331-979-1369 for our weekly mailbag episodes. All right, guys, a few things I wanted to touch on today as the Bulls are getting ready to take on the Toronto Raptors in a makeup game just a little bit later tonight. First part of a back-to-back with the Hawks following on Friday. Thad Young spoke out about getting his COVID vaccine earlier this week, talked about his experience, and there's also some new information that we've learned as far as what the NBA is doing with its players that have been vaccinated as far as loosening up some of the COVID-19 safety protocols and mandates. So we'll get you all up to speed on that, and then wanted to finish out today's episode with some thoughts on what is a pretty awesome and fascinating one-year anniversary today. And shout out to the queen of Bulls Twitter, Ramina, who posted a screenshot earlier today, and I had not known or noticed that today was the anniversary. But today, April 8th, 2021, marks 1 year to the day that Arturis Karnišovas accepted the position of the Bulls' new executive vice president of basketball operations. The first day in a huge year of change for our beloved Bulls. So I just kind of wanted to spend the back end of today's show talking about just how much this organization has changed and what they have gone through and what we as fans have observed in the first year of the Acme regime. Feels like it's been more like 5 years because of COVID, but lots to be thankful for and lots to take into perspective when you realize that we have now been a full calendar year under new leadership and guidance, which many of us were crying out for. So first, though, Thad Young, Bulls veteran and perhaps MVP, according to his teammate Zach LaVine, spoke to the media a little bit earlier today or yesterday about getting his turn at the COVID-19 vaccine. This report from NBC Sports Chicago noted that Thad was one of several Bulls players to receive the vaccine on Monday at the United Center, which is currently also being used as a COVID-19 vax distribution site for Chicago at large. I actually drove past the United Center the other day. I live just a little north of the Madhouse in Wicker Park. Was driving down Damon and saw the, you know, giant grid of lanes for drive-through vaccination shots in one of the United Center parking lots, which is just really, really awesome to see. Hopefully, if you live in Chicago and haven't had your turn to get the vax yet, your turn is soon on its way, especially with the addition of all of these Johnson & Johnson doses that are readily available, and those being one and done doses. It seems like Chicago is definitely making some good progress in that regard. But when it comes to Thad and his teammates and NBA players, I wanted to share his thoughts in case you hadn't seen them. So he was asked about his decision to get the vaccine, because we have heard that some players in the NBA, some professional athletes in general, have been hesitant or have even spoken out saying, I don't plan on getting the vaccine. I don't want to get the vaccine. And that there is no mandate across the league right now for the NBA to force its players to get vaccinated. So here's what Thad Young had to say. Quote, I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't harmful to me or it would be harmful to anyone else around me. End quote, when talking about his slight hesitation before getting the vaccine. He said, quote, this has been an ongoing process over the course of a couple months of discussing would it be available to us. Obviously, everyone else had to get it before us, essential workers, people who work in the hospital, stuff like that. When it became available, a lot of guys, we just wanted the information. The Bulls and the league, they came together and gave us a lot of the information that we needed to make the educated decisions. Thad Young continued. Obviously, when you become fully vaccinated, it kind of loosens up some of the protocols and some of the things we have as far as our safety. The guys who did take it came to the conclusion that we want to take it as soon as possible so we could loosen some of those protocols and try to get back to living a semi-normal life. End quote. So, obviously, Thad Young, like many of us who have been lucky enough to get the vaccine, that's the first thing you think about. I know that, and I mentioned on Monday's podcast with Jordan that I was lucky enough to be at Wrigley Field last weekend, watching my beloved Cubs play baseball in one of my favorite places on earth, Wrigley Field. And it felt foreign, but at the same time, immediately after the initial shock of being in a ballpark in a professional sports stadium, it immediately felt like comfort. It immediately felt like something familiar. Like, as a lifelong diehard sports fan, this is where I belong. This is my sanctuary. And it was so amazing to be able to do that again after a year plus without it. And it was like Thad Young described, a return to a semi-normal life. And that's why I was so eager to get my vaccine. But also, like Thad Young, of course, did the research behind it so that I knew what was going in my arm. And speaking of going in my arm, I thought the other funny thing that Thad mentioned is that he was the only one of his teammates to get the shot in his right arm, as opposed to most everybody who gets the shot in their left arm. Because, hey, man, you couldn't have a Charlie horse in your left arm for that classic Thad Young baby hook in the post. So here's some of the other interesting stuff that we learned, or at least I learned, from this column about Thad Young getting the vax. The NBA has incentivized the vaccination process for players by adjusting some of its safety protocols. These measures, according to multiple reports, include fewer mandated COVID-19 tests, no quarantining following contact tracing, and such social measures as allowing friends and family to visit without testing and accepting visitors at the team hotels on trips. If a team reaches 85% vaccination, those who are vaccinated no longer have to wear masks at the team's practice facility. Still, Thad Young acknowledged that the Bulls had, quote, a couple guys who didn't take it. The Bulls received their first dose of the vaccine on Monday before embarking on their road trip. So that's interesting that the NBA, while not mandating its players to get the vaccine, is incentivizing them to say, hey, do you guys want to not have to deal with these annoying masks on the sidelines anymore? Do you guys want to be able to actually hug it out with your opponents after games? Do you want to have visitors to your hotel rooms? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Do you want to be able to see friends and family if they come to visit you on a road trip? Get vaccinated. get vaccinated, and we will slowly start taking off and shedding various layers of these super strict COVID-19 mandates that we have had to put in place to have a season, to allow you to do what you do, to do your jobs, playing basketball at the highest level for the sake of your competitive spirit and the entertainment of the fans who love to watch you do what you do. Wouldn't it be great if we could get back to the NBA as we once knew it? Stadiums packed to capacity with fans who don't need to wear masks. Players being able to, you know, fist bump and high-five fans that are sitting courtside or on their way in and out of the tunnel, signing autographs, and not feeling like you are confined to your hotel room and only your hotel room when you're on the road. Because we know that NBA players like to go out and experience the culture and the food and the entertainment of the cities they're in when they are on their road trips. It's a great part of the NBA season for these players. You want all that back? Get the vax. I think this is a pretty smart thing that the NBA is doing, saying, hey, we're not making you guys do this, but here is all the information so you guys know what this is. You know the efficacy of this vaccine. Get it. Get most of your team, if not all of your team, to get it. And we can start getting back to normal. And boy, don't we all want to start feeling a little more normal. So I'm all for this. And I don't know who, they were not named, the Bulls players who chose at least on Monday for the time being to not get their dose of the vaccine. And maybe upon further research or further introspection, it's a dangerous word for Bulls fans to use, maybe they will also jump on board. But good for Thad Young, who continues to be a vocal veteran presence for this team, and not just about basketball, but about things bigger than basketball like this. So hopefully his teammates follow his lead and these Bulls players can get back to the NBA season that they enjoy without all of these COVID rules and restrictions. I told y'all also wanted to talk about the 1 year anniversary of the AK hiring, which we will get to in just a minute. First, though, wanted to tell all of you about Headspace. Wouldn't it be great if there were a pocket-sized guide that helped you sleep, focus, act, and be better? There is. And if you have just 10 minutes, Headspace can change your life. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. It's one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has wind-down sessions their members swear by. Overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. I like Headspace. I've been using it for months now. I like to do it a little bit throughout the day, maybe once in the morning, once in the afternoon, to just kind of clear my head. And I definitely find that I have noticed a difference between days when I do a quick meditation with Headspace or I don't. My mind just gets cluttered, you know, too much coffee and your mind's racing. Headspace has really helped me just kind of take those pauses throughout the day to maintain my focus and my level of productivity, especially like many working from home over the past year. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/lockedonNBA. That's headspace.com/lockedonNBA for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now, so head to headspace.com/lockedonNBA today. Today's episode is also brought to you by rockauto.com. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices? They're the same for everybody, and they're always reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or even account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Whether it's engine control modules, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, or more, quickly see all the parts available for your truck or car and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Be sure to write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. 1 year to the day, y'all. 1 year ago today, just a couple weeks after the NBA and all other sports shut down as COVID-19 started to surge across the country, the Bulls finally changed things up. A year ago today, the Bulls announced the hiring of Arturis Karnišovas, then the GM of the Denver Nuggets, who would go on to make a very impressive run to the Western Conference Finals in the NBA bubble down in Orlando. Bulls fans quickly did their research on AK and found a fairly impressive resume. A guy who played professionally at the international level. A guy who has some pretty epic pictures from the 92 Barcelona Olympics playing against Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and the Dream Team, the greatest basketball team ever assembled. A guy who spent many years scouting internationally. Worked for the Houston Rockets scouting internationally before moving on to the executive positions that he held with the Denver Nuggets. It was wild to me. Even as during All-Star Weekend here in Chicago, we were starting to get reports from various sources. The Bulls are using All-Star Weekend to put out some feelers that they might be looking to shake things up in their front office. Looking to get advice from, hey, have you talked to this person? Hey, who does this person know? Is this guy good at his job? That's what we heard. That Michael Reinsdorf was using All-Star Weekend as the beginning of his search for a new front office. And even when I heard that, I said, my cynical, snarky Bulls fan self, like I had so many times before, I'll believe it when I see it. I had just been beaten down mentally to be in this position of acceptance, just annoyed acceptance. You know, don't fret your mind, you know, worrying about the things that you cannot change. Only focus on things you can control. That's how I started to feel about finally freaking getting rid of John Paxson and Gar Foreman, two people who proved time and again that this league and this game was passing them by or had already passed them by and that they needed to be fired or resign. Years spent thinking, it'll never happen. Jerry and his frickin' loyalty, it'll never happen. John's got a job for life. Oh, and Michael Reinsdorf and Gar, great buddies. Michael Reinsdorf's wife and Gar's wife running the Bulls charities organization together? BFFs? We're not getting rid of that guy anytime soon, regardless of how many times he fails at his job. Well, he was failing at his job a little too loudly in front of microphones, so we just stuffed him in a closet but didn't fire him. John, would you like to take the microphone again, please? Watching them go through such ridiculous failures of executing their jobs, not ever landing the big free agent that they're after, failing to win or even come out even on any trades that they executed, And the one thing that they would get credit for over the years, well, they scout pretty well. They draft pretty well. They had some hits. Took Derrick Rose with the number one pick. Didn't screw that up. Could have taken Beasley. Yay, good for you. Got Joakim. Great pick. Taj Gibson, Jimmy Butler. You can list the names of these players that they hit on in the draft. They also missed. They also missed quite a bit. And here we sit, April 8th, 2021, a year after John and Gar began to be replaced. The most recent picks that they've made, all in the top 10 of the NBA lottery, Lauri Markkanen, Wendell Carter Jr., Coby White. One of them is in his final contract of his rookie year, or of his rookie scale contract, and didn't sign an extension and is probably on his way out of Chicago. Plenty of potential. None of it panned out. At least not here. At least not under their leadership. The coaches that they put in power to develop Lauri Markkanen. Wendell Carter Jr., gone. Orlando now. Best of luck to you. Didn't pan out here. Not under their leadership. Coby White, their last pick. Not a bad player. We'll see how he progresses with Billy Donovan and his staff. Didn't hold on to that starting spot, though. Looks like he might be best served as a bench scorer. Not terrible. But when you talk about three straight picks at number seven, and those being the results, not good enough. Plain and simple, not good enough. And that was what, as I said, the thing that they would always hang their hat on, and that the Reinsdorfs would always come to their defense on. Well, it's hard to sign free agents, and trades are tricky, but hey, at least they draft well. What a joke. I never thought they would leave. And hey, technically, John's still lurking around somewhere. Senior advisor to the Reinsdorfs. Hey, AK, I'm here if you need me. You want to bend an ear? You want, I got ideas. I think Doug Collins is around if you want to chat with him too. Man, it's crazy to think how much things have changed in a year. 1 year. Look where we are now. I'm not saying, hey, look where we are now. We're a top four seed in the East, getting ready to make a big old playoff push. Because if those were your expectations the day that AK was hired, reality check. It's going to take time. But in their first year on the job, AK and Eversley, and AK by even, for starters, bringing in Mark Eversley, so much change for the better. And perhaps one of the most significant things that AK did in this timeline of all of these organizational changes was hiring Mark Eversley, a guy with a solid resume who, by the way, became the Chicago Bulls' first executive to hold that general manager position, who was a minority in franchise history. Behind the times much a little bit. And it's not like the Bulls are the only NBA team guilty of that. We have this conversation all the time when a minority candidate, seemingly gets passed over after an interview or not even being interviewed for a white dude. That is the first of many big, important, and impactful organizational changes that AK has made since taking over that will begin to shift the league's outside perception of who the Bulls are and how they operate and how they do things. That was a biggie right off the bat. And more changes followed. And we will talk about some more of those changes in just a second. But first, really quickly, wanted to tell you guys about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. The tourney might be over, but the NBA, the NHL are in full swing, and we got the Masters this weekend if you want to throw some money on your favorite golfer. Bet Online even covers award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with promo code LOCKEDON. Maybe you want to throw a little money on the Bulls tonight. -4 against this shorthanded Raptors squad that only has 8 players available? Yeah, let me get some of that. Let me get the Bulls' third straight win and covering -4. I like that a lot. So head on over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 50% off your welcome bonus on that first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So, 1 year ago today, the Bulls hire AK. And then we, as a fan base, were stuck in this weird purgatory of, oh my God, we finally got a new front office. We finally have someone else in charge. See you later, John. When are we firing Gar? But we had to wait a little bit before we got word that difference in basketball philosophies, says AK. Thanks for your time, Gar. Appreciate you being a open and willing participant of this transition period. But you can get the fuck out now. Because Jerry would never, ever, ever let him go. John, enjoy your corner office, Mr. Senior Advisor. But as Bulls fans waited, some more patiently than others, those changes did keep coming. Some people, they might keep Gar on as just a scout. He's basically just been reduced to a scout over the past few years anyway. A lot of the GM powers have been taken away from him, so let him keep scouting. There were plenty of those reports, and a lot of people whispering around, oh, they're not even going to fire Gar. Gar, gone. John, here if you need me. Let's talk. I got some experience. Maybe you value my opinion. We haven't heard a single word about AK talking with John Paxson since basically the first couple of weeks that he took over and said, hey, John's been great about this whole transition. Not a single word. And look, am I still a little ticked off that John's still here? Yeah, I am. I know that he, as a player, did great things for this franchise. The shot 93 against Phoenix. He hit the three. My buddy Horace Grant told me the story of that possession in our first year at Outsiders. It's one of the coolest experiences of my Bulls fan life. And yeah, John was the one who hit that shot. Also went nuts in the fourth quarter of a big win against the Lakers in the 91 finals. Good for you, John. Appreciate the buckets. That was a lifetime ago. I was a kid. A lot of the younger Bulls fans who have grown up on D. Rose, the 2010 Bulls, and beyond, all they know John as, other than the stories and the clips on YouTube, or, you know, if they show those plays, that shot during a TV broadcast, they only know John Paxson as the Lex Luthor-looking motherfucker who, decision by bad decision, was ruining the team that they loved. So, yeah, I'm pissed that he's still here. But have I made my peace with the fact that Jerry would never, ever, ever let him go? Yeah, fine. It's not my bank account. It's not my checkbook cutting checks to John Paxson to sit in the Advocate Center and you know, diddle his thumbs. I don't care. I've moved past it. Some Bulls fans haven't. I'd much rather focus on the basketball at this point now that we actually have sane, intelligent basketball human beings in charge. So they ditch Gar. They stuffed John in a closet. And then, you guys remember, in the summertime, they might not fire Boylan. They might give him another year. He's got the extension. They might let him try to stick it out. Maybe, you know, just adjust the strategy on both ends of the floor a little bit. You know, don't spend too much money in your first year as the new front office. You don't want to maybe, you know, cash in a favor with Jerry Reinsdorf right out of the gate is a phrase that we kept hearing. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? They put these people in power to fix their broken organization, so let them fix it. Step one, fire Gar. Step two, John in the closet. Step three, get rid of this egghead coach who has made your team the laughingstock of this NBA. Who has ruined the progress and development of several of your young players. Who doesn't even have the respect of his peers. NBA head coaches go to bat for one another. That is a fraternity, and they take it seriously. They defend each other to the ends of the earth when they are being scrutinized by the media, fired by their executive bosses. Jim? Not so much. You got Rick Carlisle, one of the most respected coaches in the league for years. Like, being forced to call a timeout for Jim because one of his players is clearly dealing with an injury he just sustained, writhing on the court in pain, and Jim saying, "Well, I don't want to use a timeout on this." Rick Carlisle looking like, "What the hell's going on right now? Call a timeout, dude." It's either that or the other thing. Calling timeouts when you shouldn't, when you don't need to, when the game is over, and you don't even get the post-game wave from the coach down at the other side of the court on the other bench because you ticked him off for calling a pointless timeout. Didn't help that it was Super Bowl Sunday. And people really thought that they were going to keep him. We had Bulls fans calling in, texting in, hitting us up on Twitter. Oh my God, I can't believe they're going to keep Jim. What the hell are they doing? Why do they even hire this new front office if they're not going to let him change anything? If they're not going to change anything. What did I keep telling y'all? He's gone. AK's no dummy. Everly's no dummy. They, of course, both knew that if they were actually going to create changes around here, they couldn't keep that dude. No way. Give him time. Trust them. As my boy Big Dave would say, let them cook. And then that beautiful summer day, we got that tweet. Jim Boylan has been fired. Party in the streets. God, it was a great day. Felt like my nightmare, my year and a half long nightmare, finally ended and I woke up. Thanks, AK. Thanks, Eversley. And how do they follow that news that they're dismissing this joke of a coach? We hear some names, first years, you know, candidates that have quality resumes as assistant coaches and other benches, the Budenholzer coaching tree, the Pop coaching tree, et cetera, et cetera. And once again, just like the rationalization of, well, they might not fire Jim because it was, well, they might just go a cheap option and hire a first-time, first-year head coach because save a little bit of money. Still got to pay Jim to go away. He still got time on his contract, money on his contract. And we all know that Jerry, he doesn't like overspending if he doesn't have to. He doesn't like spending if he doesn't have to. So they might go the cheapo coach option. Meanwhile, Donovan, great run with the Thunder. Made the playoffs convincingly when not many people expected him to be there at all. His season ends. He leaves the bubble. Hasn't spent 24 hours with his family after the NBA bubble. And he's got a call from Arturis Karnishova saying, "Hey, man, you want to come coach the Bulls? Let's talk." We didn't know this was going on. AK kept everything super close to the vest. We were breaking down all of these other potential first-time head coach candidates, Wes Unseld Jr. and Darvin Ham and this guy and that guy. And AK said, hey, Donovan is agreeing to part ways with OKC. Let's go get that guy. Let's go get that guy who's made the playoffs in the Western Conference 5 years running. All of his seasons at the helm of that team. That guy who also is the last coach to win back-to-back NCAA titles. Back in 07, 08. Man. That guy. They got that guy. And look, does Billy Donovan have flaws? Yes. Have we already this season talked about, even before the trade and now after the trade, some issues we might have or questions we might have about his rotations and what he's doing on a nightly basis? Sure. If a coach did everything perfectly and we had no issues with any of it, I mean, like, what is it, a basketball robot? These are human beings who clearly all have flaws, even at this highest level in the NBA. But with that, is it also undeniably true that his mere presence on this bench, his mere presence at the United Center in the city of Chicago, has already restored to some level credibility that this organization lost with Jim Boylan? You bet your ass it did. And it does. And will continue to do so. And then, the trade deadline. They might stand pat. Might keep evaluating for the back half of the season before they really make any big moves. You know, we'll see, you know, what they do with Lowry. Maybe they'll trade him. What are they going to do? Maybe they'll trade Thad and Tank. What are they going to do? Woj bomb. They went out and got another all-star to play with Zach LaVine. Brought Vooch to Chicago. Pulled off, maybe you say it's too soon to tell, and we'll see what Vooch's Bulls career plays out like. But in the immediacy of the moment, the reaction was, holy crap, they actually did something. Bulls fans dealing with the PTSD of a front office that never did anything other than throw some cash in Jerry's pockets on deadline day. Hashtag cash considerations. They actually did something, and the thing that they did was add talent to their roster. All-star talent. And once again, just like the Donovan hire, they did it quietly. No rumors, no this, no that, no, oh, the Bulls are going to do this, they're not going to do that. Boom, out of nowhere. Vooch, heading to Chicago. Best trade from the immediacy reaction. Best trade since Purdue for Rodman. Like, I'm not even kidding. What trade did John and Gar execute over their collective years of power? John as GM and then VP and Gar as GM. What trade? It's hard to even think of one that was kind of even semi-decent. The Jimmy trade? Well, at least you got Zach out of it. That's not nothing. The Derek trade with the Knicks? Love me some Rolo, but what did you really gain there? And some of the other fringe trades with other pieces of this roster. Don't even get me started. Bulls getting fleeced. Bulls giving up picks. Bulls getting laughed at. Nah, not anymore. A new front office that went out on deadline day and said, we're going to go get this player, and got him. And now we have two all-stars. It's crazy what can happen in a year, man. So happy AK hiring anniversary, everyone. It's been 1 year outside of the world of NBA basketball and Bulls fandom, it's been a really tough, shitty year for a lot of us. And again, can't stress enough, I hope all of you out there are staying safe. Maybe even vaccinated by now. Can't wait to get back to normal. Can't wait to go to the United Center, not to get a vaccine, but to watch Bulls basketball. Crazy how much can change in a year. And hey, Jordan and I really appreciate the fact that during this past year that has been trying and difficult, to say the least, for everybody, and we didn't really have a lot of Bulls basketball in the past year. We had a 10-month off season. And even once again out of the gate, things are a little rocky when they did start playing again finally. Despite all that, you guys still tune into this podcast on the regular, which is just so cool to Jordan and myself. We really appreciate it. So hopefully we can get a W to talk about tomorrow. Enjoy Bulls Raptors. We will be back tomorrow with another episode reacting to Bulls Raptors, looking ahead to Bulls Hawks to get you ready for the weekend. That number again, 331-979-1369. Hit us up. That line is open, 24/7, 365. In the meantime, always follow us on Twitter, Bulls_Peck, Jordan C. Malley, and @LockedOnBulls. For my partner, Jordan Malley, Matt Peck, saying thanks for listening. Enjoy the night. Enjoy Bulls Raptors. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace out.
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com.
Thanks a lot.